Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saidi, Creating Medical Report. Patient first name is Vipin, V-I-P-I-N, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Date of birth is 1-0-0-1-1946. Period examination date is 09-26-2023. The next time chief complaint code and patient came today. The follow-up after duodenal perforation, comma, hypotension, pain in the right shoulder, and follow for anemia appear next time subject to colon. The patient had abdominal surgery and was released home. Patient continued to have pain in the upper part of the abdomen, and the pain was progressively getting worse. The patient had poor appetite after that. His blood pressure at home was low. The patient was feeling very ill. He was then brought to the emergency room at the hospital and was admitted, found to have a GI bleeding, intra-abdominal. And the patient progressively improved after interventional radiologist put a drain. Patient was then released. He is currently on metoprolol 40 milligrams twice a day. He was seen by gastroenterologist here. Next night, patient also had iron deficiency and he received blood transfusion, 3 units. Yes, next line. He can also complain of right shoulder pain. And it is worse upon exertion. There is no radiation of pain to the hand. Period. Next line, review of system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, black stools, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes and use of metformin 100 milligrams, one tablet a day, along with low carb diet. Period next time, patient has a history of hypertension and use of prolactin 25 milligrams, once a day, comma, metoprolol 25 milligrams, have a tablet, along with low salt diet, and also patient on spironolactone 25 milligrams once a pill a day. Period. Next line. Patient is also on calcium supplement. Period. Next line. Social history patient. This is his wife. And currently patient is off the work. And he never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no stability drug use. The next line, objective colon. I guess that without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdominal examination is no significant tenderness at this time. And all symptoms are active. There is no acromegaly. The next line, extremities are unremarkable. The next line, right shoulder examination reveals tenderness of the shoulder joint and range of movement is painful. Here, hand grips are bilaterally equal. The next line, patient is able to ambulate without the assistance. Correction, the patient is able to ambulate with the cane. Here, next line, has a long discussion with patient and his son, and all the questions answered to the satisfaction they were able to understand. Period. came today. High blood sugar, comma, leg swelling, and GI bleeding period. There is some subject to colon. A patient had the patient came today with his son stating that his fasting glucose is more than 180 milligrams per liter, and he's on the correction. He was started recently on metformin. Your next line. Patient also has the leg swelling, and in the hospital he was diagnosed as congestive heart failure. And patient is advised on low salt diet period. Next line. Patient was recently released from the hospital after he had complications during abdominal surgery, and he developed hematoma. In the surgical site, leading to blood in the correction leading to internal bleeding, correction due to internal bleeding, and patient was admitted to the ICU, and IR put the drain, and patient started feeling better. He also received blood transfusion period. And this time patient doesn't have any internal pain. Okay, next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma. Fainting episodes, comma. Chest pain, comma. Shortness of breath, comma. Sore throat, comma. Fever, comma. Chills, comma. Change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or correction, a calf swelling or calf pain, or vomiting period. Next line. Patient also stated that he has an appointment with the gastroenterologist as well as surgeon. Here, next line. Past medical history significant for hypertension, and he's on metoprolol 25 milligram half tablet a day. Next line, patient has a history of GI bleeding and is on omeprazole 40 milligrams 1 hour before the meal of the day. The next line, patient has motility disorder and is on sertraline 25 milligrams once a day. Here, next line, social history, patient is married, lives with his wife. He currently is not working period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol or speculative drug use. Patient is getting home nursing care period. Next line. Objective colon. Patient appears stronger, and he's able to ambulate with a cane. He came with his son. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second heart sounds without any murmur. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any lesions. Next line. No significant abdominal tenderness, mild abdominal distension. The bowel sounds are active. There's no suprapubic tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities are unremarkable. But there is a trace of pilled edema. And it is improving. Period. Next line. There is no. Correction. Preferable. medical examination of the entire condition, walk through the case. See the next line. Musculoskeletal examination is within normal limits period. Next patient. Same patient, Vipin Patel. Date of birth is 1001-1946, period examination date is 08-05-2023. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. With abdominal pain, comma. High blood sugar, high blood glucose, and follow up after. Laparoscopy, cholecystectomy period. Next line. Subject of colon. Patient came today with his son. And patient recently had laparoscopy, cholecystectomy. And then he developed a severe pain in the abdomen associated with black stools. The patient then called the paramedics and he was taken to the hospital nearby, and he was then admitted with a GI bleeding, and patient had extensive evaluation by a gastroenterologist as well as surgeon. Patient did not require any surgical intervention, and serial CT scans wasn't done, and gradually patient improved, and he received 3 weeks of packed RBCs during the hospitalization period. During that period of time, patient also had uncontrolled blood glucose, and he was on insulin sliding scale 4 times a day. Period after that, patient blood sugar was stabilized. Now patient's blood sugar reading is between 110 to 125 milligram per day in a fasting state. Peter, next line. Currently, patient have a mild epigastric pain, and he's on omeprazole 40 milligram daily. Patient did not have any black stools at this time, and he has a blood draw scheduled one day after tomorrow to follow with his hemoglobin period. Next line. Patient stated that he has an appointment with the surgeon as well as the gastroenterologist next week. Period. Next line. Review of system colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history significant for diabetes, and he's on metformin 500 milligram once a day. Blood sugar is more than 140 milligram per day. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension, and he's on metoprolol 25 milligram half tablet a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of GI bleeding, and he's on omeprazole 40 milligram once a day, along with the bland diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of anxiety disorder, and he's on sertraline 25 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. Past surgical history. Not significant, except patient had laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Period. Next line. Social history, patient is currently not working. He's on medical leave. The patient lives with his son and wife. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no unstable drug use. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement, fit an X-line heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. Fit an X-line lungs are clear bilaterally without any easing. Fit an X-line abdomen is abdomen examination reveals myelopigastric tenderness. And bowel sounds are active, there is no acromegaly. Period, there is no supra-pubic tenderness. Period. X-line extremities has no cap tenderness or edema. Or tremors. Period. X-line neurological examination is intact. And patient is able to ambulate with a cane. Period. X-line musculoskeletal examination is within normal limits. Period. X-line had a long discussion with the patient and his son. And all their questions are answered to their satisfaction. They verbalized full understanding. Period. Same patient, Vipin Patel. Date of birth is 1001-1946. Period examination date is 07-07-2023. Period excellent chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of cough and occasional acid reflux. Period excellent subject to colon correction and occasional heartburn. Period next line. Subject to colon patient states that he has a cough on and off. He's taking lisinopril. The cough is mostly dry without any sputum production and there is no blood in the saliva. Period next line. Patient had heartburn on and off and he's on over the counter medications with some relief. Patient is advised on bland diet and patient said that he never had any blood in the stools. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits or stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for hypertension and he's on lisinopril 5 mg once a day along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes mellitus and he's on metformin 100 mg. Next line. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. Family history not contributory. Period. Next line.
Patient had no fever or chills. Period. Next line. System, colon, patient is high. The patient, yes, pain, throat,
mild nasal congestion period, oropharyngeal examination is remarkable period next line. Make a supplement on electrode enlargement, the electrode heart examination has now been asked for without any murmur. The electrode lungs are clear by allergy without any reason, the next line. Extremely is a remarkable period. Next patient. This patient is Vipin Patel. Date of birth is 10/01/1946. This examination date is 04/29/2022. The next line chief complaint for the patient came today. The chief complaint of secret hearing, comma, nasal congestion, and follow for diabetes mellitus period next line. Subject to colon patient stated that he has noticed that decreased hearing in both the ears and there is no ringing of the ears and there is no ear discharge here. Next time patient has nasal congestion on and off. This time it is more than usual and he did not try any medication here. Patient was not exposed to any serious illnesses or allergies here next line. Patient has a patient came today as a follow-up for diabetes and his blood sugar readings are between 110 to 130 mg per day. The patient does not have any dryness of mouth, common and non-common, numbness and tingling of the upper lower extremities. See the next line. Review of system colonoscopy. Patient denied blurry vision, comma, ear discharge, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary bowel continence, comma, leg swelling or capsule, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities of the skin rashes. The next line. The past medical history is significant for hypertension and is only 5 milligrams once a day along with low salt diet. The next line patient has a history of diabetes and is on metformin. The sugar has been stable and he's a pre-diabetic condition at this time. Here the next line. Patient has a history of anxiety disorder and he's on Ritalin 25 mg once a day. Here the next line. Next line, social history patient is work full-time job and he lives with his wife and son. The patient has no history of alcohol use, substance abuse or smoking period. The patient also does walk at least a mile and a half every day and does stretching exercises period. Next line. Allergies are none period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals no serum in the ears and tympanic membranes are intact period. Next line. Patient has nasal congestion bilaterally without any bleeding period. Oropharyngeal examination otherwise unremarkable period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement or thyroid enlargement period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cavity and has radium or tremors and patients able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding blood sugar readings and he refused taking any statins at this time. And his blood sugar is controlled with diet and exercise period. Next patient, same patient, Vipin Patel. Date of birth is 10/01/1946. Period examination date is 03/11/2022. The next line chief complaint colon patient came today. With the chief complaint of nasal congestion, comma. Abnormal blood sugar. And follow for hypertension period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient said that his resting glucose at home ranges from 120 to 140 milligram per DL. And patient never had diabetes mellitus in the past, and there is no family members having diabetes period. Patient is going to have hemoglobin A1C done. Here, next line. The patient also complained of nasal congestion. He's on and off with problems. At one time, patient was on fluticasone nasal spray, but now he is off the medication and he does not have any. It's a bleed at this time. Here, next line. Patient stated that his systolic blood pressure reading at home usually between 130 to 160 millimeter of mercury with the normal diastolic pressure and heart rate. Patient does not have any chest pain or shortness of breath. And patient is advised on low salt diet. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, the patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, ringing of the ears, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, period. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for anxiety disorder. He was on Sertraline 25 milligrams, which he quit month ago period. Next line. Patient was also on fluticasone nasal spray. One puff each nostril twice a day. And he hasn't taken it for past 1 month period. Next line. Allergies are none period. Next line. Social history patient. Lives with his wife and son. He works a full-time job. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. And patient is fairly active and walks at least 2 miles every day and does the stretching exercises. Period. Next line. Family history is not significant for diabetes mellitus or hypertension. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Neck is supply without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. HEENT examination reveals dryness of the nasal passages without any abnormality at this time. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear, bilateral without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding low carb, healthy diet, and also patient's advice to check blood sugar readings. At this time, patient refused any statin. Period. End of dictation.